Marketing, entrepreneurship, and all things small business. You're listening to the Profit 911 Podcast. Now, here's your host, Justin Miller.
We are back with a not exciting topic that needs discussed.
It stresses me out.
Yeah.
Damn.
Like a damn rubber band.
Just so stressed.
So this is one that gets swept under the rug a lot, but it really shouldn't be. And that's the stress of small business. So, yeah, I think business owners have it the worst for stress. Not everyone's going to agree. I think they do. There's no ivory tower when it comes to stress. You cannot escape it. You must control it. But yeah, Kevin, you and I were talking in the car. We should record one of these in the car.
Yeah, really?
That'll be good audio quality. I got an aside. We won't go there for the sake of time. We were talking about, you know, entrepreneurial stress. You know, what do you do to overcome it or control it or live with it, or, you know, what's healthy, what's not? And I'm not sure that I'm the best person to advise on it, but I can share experience.
Yeah.
And I think that alone is going to be important because everyone out there is living it. Not everything is fun. Not everything is a win. In fact, in business, more failures than wins. If you're crazy enough to be a small business owner, you know the odds are stacked against you, which is insane. If you go by business size, like, I guess we're in like the top 10% now, but it doesn't mean anything. Like, none of that stopped. There's more zeros now, and there's more on the line. If anything, a failure is even more critical at this point. And then you mentioned COVID. Like, we all live through like crazy change.
And we all, at least I used to think, well, it is just what it was. And you just, when life gets back to normal, no politics involved, just life gets back to normal.
Normal.
Exactly. Or whatever. And you realize that there is a new normal. But how many times in your life is there is a new normal? We don't associate that with changing of life or married or divorced or start a business. COVID somehow was the great reset.
Yeah. And I get a visceral reaction when you say new normal. So we're going to have to call
it. Yeah. And I don't even, that's what I mean. I don't know if there is, the new normal is whatever you're experiencing at that time. I don't know if there is a quantifiable new normal.
Call that evolution, maybe?
Well, true. Yeah. I mean, and it, maybe we would agree with this. I don't know. I know we both know a lot of business owners who work their extra hours, eat the stress. Maybe they're divorced. Maybe they have kids. I feel like post-COVID, like suddenly now, it's okay to take care of yourself. Like that was never a thing before. Like you need to take care of yourself now, and it's okay to take a day off. And I don't know, again, that is the perception that is out there. I don't know how true it is.
Yeah.
But it seems to be more of a spotlight now on taking care of your mental health, your physical health.
Right. We got
your entrepreneurial
mental
health
days from school.
Like, yeah. I want a mental health day from my own business or a week. I take a week off from my business.
I think we call that PTO.
It's true.
I don't care what you use it for. And you should use it if you're mentally unable to function in a day, you should use that.
True.
And by the way, I'm very far from being a psychology professional. So,
but do you feel like years ago that wouldn't have been a reason to call in for a day?
I mean, my coping mechanism, and we talked about this last episode, is to retreat a little bit. I just got to be by myself and get through it. And, you know, I'm not sure that's entirely healthy, but it is, and I know it, and that's what I do. I'll go and I'll plot and I'll come back with a new plan. And you've said this, Marcus and some other friends have said it. Like, I come to you guys when I can, still not publicly, but right before that, announced that there's a major shift or something's happened. You're like, well, I'm sure you have a plan.
Yeah. Well, like, yeah.
And I may or may not at that point in time, but.
You often do. It's kind of a judgment-free zone when you're with your peers, though. You can get some, I think there is some well-being in just the ability to talk to somebody else about something that they understand. Like, I can't talk to someone off the street about, unless they own a business. I can talk to you about something, and I could be having a conversation with you at my house. My wife could be listening to it if it was on a speakerphone, and she would be like, what are you guys talking about?
Well, that's Lee Miltier's term. There's entrepreneurs and there's civilians.
Mm-hmm. With this, and I would say, well, it's the same thing if you are talking to your principal or another librarian or other teacher or whatever about something that's really stressing you out and you're coping with it. It's all relative. I mean, who's going to better help me cope with something in a small business situation other than a small business owner?
Yeah. And honestly, this is one of the reasons I'm in different mastermind groups and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and we travel and we meet and we get some time to chat about opportunities sometimes, which is great. Victories sometimes, which is also something you can't talk about. And
yeah, because then you're arrogant.
Yep. And challenges, of course. And, you know, sometimes you'll present a challenge to three or four people, and the whole purpose is just empathy. Like, you're not asking for a solution.
Yeah.
Now, this is my problem. This is why you don't want to, like, in my personal life, bring a problem to me, because I'll instantly be trying to solve the damn problem. That's just what my brain does.
Now you sound, yeah.
So I'm not the best person to vent to, but sometimes you have to put it out there with people that understand. And that maybe mm-hmm. that's the key thing, is someone that understands, has lived it. You know, we talked about, you know, the entrepreneur's struggles of, you know, sales and just making shit happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's a core entrepreneurial trait, is that you're able to inflict your will upon the world and kill something and drag it home. And I mean, that is a mental state that you've either lived it or you haven't.
Or you haven't,
like,
yeah.
Like, you can talk the game and understand it, but if you haven't lived it.
Well, but when you're in that position, and I have determined this in the last couple of years with COVID, that I'm not always in that mindset anymore. I used to be, you're right. It was kill or be killed, or it was go out and get it every day. There, I don't know. I don't feel like I needed to be reminded that my two daughters were important to me, or that my wife was important, or that spending time doing something that I enjoyed or being physically healthy. Maybe it's more of a priority now. I don't know. I feel like, whether it's talking to another business owner or doing something that's fun, like you take a trip to Iceland or, you know, whatever. I mean, sometimes you just have to you cannot be business 24/7.
Yeah. I mean, in full disclosure, that was the longest I've been disconnected from business email.
Was that totally awkward?
Since my wedding.
Was that like totally awkward?
I mean, we had cell phone service, so I could see the email this time. The only time I was really completely disconnected was our wedding in Mexico in 2010. You know, it's 14 days without really checking anything. But you know what? Even this trip to our Europe trip was like two-ish weeks. I didn't respond to anything. I didn't have to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this is a benefit that a little scale has that a small business doesn't. But
yeah.
You know, everything was fine.
Yeah, if I go away for 2 weeks and shut down, like, my whole business will pretty much shut down, unless it's a photo booth or something on a weekend that I know in advance I can send these. But there's no new sales. There's no new client meetings. There's nothing. It's if I'm gone. And there are times that I've never fully, other than my honeymoon, like 12 years ago, we're disconnected at the resort because you're just too involved. Too much to do. You're swimming, you're drinking, you're eating, whatever. But even now on a vacation, if I go out of town and we go up to, you know, somewhere in Wisconsin, and we're going to go, you know, boating, and we're going to be at the cabin, everywhere's got internet now. So I eventually will check email. I evidently cannot get away from it. But I can shut down enough that I can kind of, instead of checking it 8 times a day, I check it once every 2 days, and then try not to respond to anything that isn't on fire.
Well, and I catch myself going in cycles too. So I would say, for myself personally, I compartmentalize a lot more than most of the world. So when I go home, I try not to do business. But I can catch myself in cycles where all of a sudden I am checking the email and my calendar mm-hmm. a lot at home. And, you know, it does take a conscious effort to break that cycle then. And other people are fully integrated between business and life. They switch gears back and forth. They're one and the same, and it's fine, and they like that. And I honestly think that's fine too. I try and separate a little. It's kind of funny, you know, when we were in Iceland, we went to the Blue Lagoon, is some geothermal pool, basically. But when we were buying things to get ready for the trip, my wife bought the waterproof cell phone holder.
Oh, there you go.
And everyone's got these damn things. I'm like, I don't need my phone when I'm in the pool. It's okay. The pictures are nice, so I'm glad she had that.
Yeah.
But I'm like, it can stay in the locker. It's okay.
And that makes sense. Like, when can you, like, break free? And that's my thing. I'll admit it. I'd like, I can go unplug from the world to be on vacation, but I somehow still have to have my phone, and I'll play it off like, well, I got to have directions, or yeah, I got to have this, or
well, yeah,
it is.
Well, and there's trade-offs too, right? So like, if I wanted that extra level of hustle and connection, I probably could make a little more money personally. Mm, but yeah, I have done that trade-off, and you know, if we get a client that abuses that division, we fire them.
Yeah. Well, you're in a position that you can do that. A lot of some of those small business owners who can't afford to lose a client.
No.
I mean,
you never
want to lose a client. But
no, we have gotten rid of people when we shouldn't have gotten rid of people revenue-wise. And even fairly recently, you know, we felt that pinch, and we've kept someone that we have, and it backfired and reminded us why we don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it always, it's the wrong damn person. You know, we don't provide any service that is mission critical at its core and time sensitive. So yeah, there's deadlines, but we don't have any, it's not like 24/7 like web hosting. Oh, the website's down and we're running Amazon. Like,
yeah,
you know, we don't do that. We've intentionally not done that, and my life is much less stressful because of it. Wedding industry is a little bit different. So wedding industry,
yeah,
for the vast majority of the time I owned a company in it, I was on call to solve problems on Saturday night.
Yeah.
Now, at the tail end, I wasn't. And occasionally there was a consequence. But for the most part, there were capable people in play.
Yeah.
That was stressful.
It is
like,
stressful.
Like Saturday, even if I wasn't there, I was
You're still waiting for something to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
no,
and it was awful.
Yeah, that's true. Well, and on my end, I'm at events more than you were towards the end. I'm still there at the event waiting to get that call, which is also, I'm like, well, I'm not like at home where I can go rescue you. It rarely ever happens because I'm smaller than you were and I have fairly competent people, but stuff breaks, stuff happens. It's usually not error of judgment or forgetfulness. It's normally, this is the time that the printer broke and I didn't bring a backup. Well, why? So I can't help you. I'm at my gig and I'll just have to write that client a nice refund check and hope you learn your lesson.
Yeah, and it was,
but that's stressful. Because when that happens, all I see is little dollars going right out my chimney.
Well, it's stressful because you care. It's not even, it wasn't even the dollars. So most of the time we could have cut a refund check, and the photo booth was less critical to an event than the entertainment was per se. But it was stressful because we cared.
Yeah.
And there was no way in that industry to remake something. Mm-hmm. You know, you got your one shot.
That's right.
And a lot of that's kind of built into the culture here. It's not like crisis run around crazy, like it has to happen immediately. But, you know, it's kind of a no-fail type thing, right?
Yeah.
We do what it takes. Now, if it was a bad idea to take it in the first place, we'll correct that and not do that again. But, yeah, I mean, one of our key hiring traits here is resourcefulness. Can you just figure shit out?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've been experiencing rapid growth for 3 years. Now, we're not keeping the same exponential path we were at the moment. It's still growing, and things are constantly changing. If you can't be resourceful here, you're done. So is my staff under stress?
Yeah, but knowing your staff and knowing and watching it, they are very resourceful. You put those right people in that places, and they're resourceful in a way that a lot of times they laugh about. They may get stressed, or they can joke about it. They can laugh. It's just like, oh, it's time to go again. Like,
well, I didn't train that, right? I hired for it.
Yes.
Okay. So
you either have it or you don't, I think.
Yeah. And it rears its head pretty quick. So hiring around the core values of the company is key.
Mm-hmm.
And figuring out what those are, if you haven't, is even more key. And voicing them is more key. And people make mistakes and get stressed. So we had one last week that was a slightly over $2,000 mistake in our print shop, which is pretty freaking significant for us.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked in that morning and I could tell something was wrong. And they let me know something was wrong. They didn't say what. I'm like, all right, let me get my coffee first and then I'll come in. You know, and I come in and they told me, I'm like, all right, well, I know my staff's already beating themselves up any more than I'm going to.
Yeah.
So we didn't have to belabor the point. It was just, did we figure out how to make sure that mistake's never made again? You know, we're not going to sweep it completely under the rug. We need to autopsy what happened. How do we not do it again? And then we move on. I mean, it sucked. That's straight off the bottom line, not the top line.
Yeah. But that's also a good example of what we're talking about, you know, whether it's pre-COVID, post-COVID, COVID, about mental health and about respect and about keeping your... It's not just about the business owner keeping themselves in good mental shape. By you knowing that your people are, like, already beating themselves up, you not beating them down into a pulp keeps them in a... It's a better state of mind. Granted, you're right. You got an autopsy. You got to see where we're... So we don't do it again. But I have to think at some point... Key people that are not beaten to the ground when they know they made a mistake, it helps keep them. They like that's yeah, one of the reasons they want to be involved because they care.
In my opinion, it's not going to change anything. If anything, they're going to make more mistakes because they're under more stress. Just like, what am I going to do with vacant office space? I don't know. I'm under stress right now. I'm not going to make a critical decision. I'll make a dumb one. Am I going to start exploring? Yeah. Am I going to gather information? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Am I going to do something that I can't change for the next 5 years? No.
You going to do a donut shop? I'll be over.
I would love a coffee shop.
That would be good. Yeah, really. We've
talked about it. There's nowhere to put a drive-thru. I'll keep the staff here. We'll get them nice and addicted. Kind of half. But yeah, I mean, as far as the staff goes, though, I mean, we try and provide some resources. So, like, you're into exercise. I'm not. So, and it's not that I don't know it helps.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, you know, I have to get to, an extreme point. I'm like, oh, yeah, I can feel this tension in my body. And I still may not go exercise. But I can sense where that breaking point is. And, you know, we've provided YMCA benefits for the staff. So, if they take that step, we know it's beneficial, right? They take breaks throughout the day. We have the ping pong here. The ping pong relieves a lot of stress, believe it or not. And we've been under a lot of stress and played it less. We should probably play it more. It's interesting dichotomy there.
There's having been in the office before and been around your people enough, and you may not, I mean, you recognize it because it's available, but you may not see it. I don't see a lot of other small business owners that have the same approach to. There is a level of, let's have fun here. Let's play ping. We don't need to. Well, let's go play ping pong for 10 minutes. And that actually the next project may come off quicker.
Yeah.
It is just, there is an atmosphere here of, we're here to do well, but we're also here to have fun and enjoy what we do.
Yeah, not every day is fun. So let's go ahead and put that out there.
True.
But it is a core value, have fun. And I do mean it because, frankly, everyone that works here, including myself, could go work somewhere else if we're not having some fun.
Yeah.
So...
Doesn't it seem like after COVID that like the requirement to have fun or to have some fun now seems like a priority?
Well, to some people, it sounds like a bad word. Like if I'm going to play ping pong, I might as well be at home.
I guess. I think
I might as well work remote. If this is what you guys do for 15 minutes out of every day, I could have that 15 minutes back in my life, which, by the way, I try and hire people that don't have that attitude.
True. Yeah.
Culture thing.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, everyone that's here and most were hired during COVID. So this is unique, too.
No, that's true.
So that means everyone here kind of wanted to be somewhere and be included in part of something while the rest of the world was separating.
Yep.
So that creates an interesting dynamic. And that may be, there might be a shift that we see over the next year or two. As some jobs could be done remotely. As a small growing company, though, it was great help to have everyone here. They can just by hearing can catch wind of more going on than they could otherwise. We don't have like this focused little widget that you move every day.
Yeah. So
it's always something different.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, we try and have fun again. Sometimes it is a conscious effort. You know, we have Segway scooters we can take. We're a half mile from the Mississippi River. We go down there. There's a bike path. There's picnic tables. Very serious decisions are made on the picnic table overlooking the river, good and bad.
Well, there's a calming or a soothingness to it, I suppose, or just the level of fun. My wife often calls them mental health days. Like she, as a teacher, about once or twice a year, she has days off that she can take or a sick day, or sometimes it's in the summer, and her mental health day is, I'm going to do nothing today but go to my mom's pool and sit around and have a cold one and sit in the pool. Don't bother me. Yeah. Come with me or don't bother me. And then she's rejuvenated. Like yeah, my absolutely. Mine might be like... Mine might be go to Chicago, go to a Cubs game, or read a book, or go have a craft beer. Everybody's got something. You just need to know what it is. Yeah. And if you can also recognize what your people need and give them a little bit of that, you might be a step ahead.
Well, and we have hard workers, too. So sometimes like we have to mention, make sure to supervisors, make sure your team's having some time for fun. Because, yeah, again, at its core, other than de-stressing, if no fun, what's the point? Being self-employed is tough enough.
What do you mean? It's all about profit.
Yeah.
It's all about money. Let's get the widget out.
Yeah, I mean, it has to be there, right? But being self-employed is difficult.
It is.
There's no way around it. So if it's not fun more than it's stressful, doing the wrong thing. Time to transition, evolve, whatever. And if you're not having fun, your team's not having fun.
True.
Now, if everyone's under stress and not having fun and you're out screwing around, there's, of course, limits to all of it. And then you become, you know, arrogant boss. But everyone here is pretty well aware that what I do in any given hour doesn't affect the outcome of the company. It's what I do overall.
True.
You know, their jobs are a little bit different. Like there's reactionary work that has to get done. Mine's not. It's to make sure that the ship is on course. We're on the right ship. We have fuel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If I'm screwing around partying on deck, and by the way, I'm not a huge partier, those of you who know me. But,
yeah, really? I was going to say that's defined
but,
party.
But as an analogy, you know, if I'm screwing around on the ship, it doesn't matter. Everything's been put in place. You know, as long as we know where the ship's going next.
It's already on course. That's true. Yeah, you know, it doesn't require redirection every 10 feet. It requires redirection every couple miles or whatever.
I mean, honestly, I could be gone a month right now. There would be an impact. It would not be deadly. You know, now we need to get to the point where...
And you'd be awful at playing ping pong.
Yeah, I mean, there are skills for sure. Ideally, we get to the point where, and this is my job, is to get it to the point where if I'm gone a month, we're actually in a better spot than when I left when I come back.
Makes sense.
We're close.
Yeah. That you're even within reach of that is success.
Yeah, which is an evolution of a leader because you don't got people telling you you're important now.
Yeah.
Being busy is not important. We've already clarified that here, at this stage in the game anyway. Then the next is not being needed.
See, I can't even picture that. I know that that's a great way. Like, you've been able to get to that point. I sometimes, because I've scaled, you will be, but it's like, I think about that, like, if I'm going to scale back to the point where I'm not important in the DJ business, I might as well sell it.
Yeah.
Because part of it is the name recognition and I scaled it down from the size you had it. So I feel like if I went away for a month, nothing would get done.
Yeah, look, I mean, I'm here because I want to be here. And when we're hiring people, you know, again, I look for this. It's in our values and sometimes you don't see it. But I'm looking for people that want to be here. They're not running from something else.
Mm-hmm.
They're actively moving towards this and they want to be here. And I tell them point blank in the screening call, not even the interview, that, you know, I know that no one would be here if they didn't get a check.
Mm-hmm.
I would, but no one else would be here without a check.
Yeah.
But once we've established that and you're being paid fairly, now let's be here because we're having fun and this is where we want to be. And that we enjoy each other's presence. And, you know, not everyone's going to fit into that mold. That's okay. There's plenty of other opportunities for them. But yeah, if we have a place where people want to be, it has to be reflected in the results.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we hired people that care about what they're doing. They're not here just to get the paycheck. Obviously, they want the paycheck. Let's make sure that those are not mutually exclusive. They provide value. The customers can sense that. And we're now on a big focus on customer experience kick.
Yeah.
Like, now that we're honed in on what we do, let's make it to where people can't help but talk about us again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they know what to say now.
Yeah, well, exactly. What you want them to say, that's true.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty clear what we do. I mean, there's still 30 things that we do under the umbrella, but yeah, they're all focused in one high category that is not just marketing now.
Like, yeah.
That's a very broad category. We're focused a lot more down to direct mail marketing. But yeah, I mean, hopefully everyone listening at least can identify, realize that they're not unique in this situation. I would highly advise finding a peer group of other entrepreneurs if you don't already have them.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lonely road. You need others like you. You need to be able to get away. You need to be able to talk, share stories from in the trenches. Ultimately, at the end of the day, you're the one that has to pick yourself up, but you're not the only one doing it.
And you will find there are other people that will support you and will share things. And you're like, wait a minute, I know what that's like.
Yeah. Well,
those support groups aren't always about what marketing worked best or tell me about your top employer. What's your top line rep? A lot of times it is, it really, and I think for me, even more now, it's about relationships, and it's about someone that you can talk to about X's and O's, and also someone that you can talk to about, man, I can't believe I don't even want to go into the office today because I'm tired of dealing with this, this, or this. You might get an answer that'll be like, I never looked at it that way, and that puts you in a different direction.
Well, and the higher up you go on the ladder of success, the less the people at that level view each other as any sort of competition whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they become more like, it's more like, I would just want to support you and applaud you and celebrate you, where you're right, on the smaller scale, yeah. The smaller you are, it's like, I'm out to get you, I'm going to take your...
Well, I'm glad you mentioned celebrate, because this is a core value too. We celebrate small business as one of our core values.
Mm-hmm.
And I truly, I want to say I beat it into people's heads during orientation, but hopefully I've already hired for it.
Yeah.
But then we reiterate it, that exactly what you and I are talking about here, that entrepreneurs are lonely, and if they get successful, they get tore down.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? The journey they're on is no walk in the park. Likely they delayed that gratification like forever. And if they hit a certain level of success, now we want to see them fail. Mm-hmm. So it's our core value. We celebrate small businesses. We are cheerleaders. You know, we want to actually execute marketing campaigns for you, but we want to see you win. And our biggest frustration is when we give someone sound advice and plan and they do something else. And we're stressed because we want them to win, not because mm-hmm. we wanted them to do the thing. It's like, No, we know this would help you. I mean, I don't know. How do we sum this one up?
This would be probably the only one without a break in the middle.
We just went right on through.
Well, I mean, you got to take care of yourself mentally, physically, your business, you know, is your baby, but sometimes you got to be away from it, I guess. And you got to be able to, if you can't come to the table at the business 100% or ready to go, it's going to suffer. So you got to take care of yourself outside of the business to be able to do the business, is what I've learned in the last couple of years.
Yeah, and you can't push the stress downhill either. So
yeah.
I mean, there's plenty of times, and I can remember them distinctly, during COVID and stuff while we were working here and the schools were up in the air and everything. And you know, when I got to the office here and drove in, you know, I sat in the car a little bit and de-stressed before I walk in that door. Because when I walk in that door, you know, my body's saying something.
Yeah, that's true. People, yeah, well, as the CEO, as the entrepreneur, people read you. They look to you, and they will read you maybe faster than they'll read their coworker. Yeah. And body language sometimes says everything.
If I come in and it looks like the ship's going under, guess what? Everyone's finding another damn ship.
That's right. They're like, stay away from him today.
And rightfully so.
Yeah, you're right. You set the tone. You set the agenda, but you can't be fake in it. You still have to take care of yourself to the point where you can execute that and do it for the betterment of your team.
I believe in being overly transparent in everything. Like, no one's blind to anything in the company. They might not know the exact number beyond the leadership team. The leadership team sees most everything. But they know what's going on. All right. We're just going to wrap it up because we have no more time. So... I don't think we have any more time to record. So after this episode, if you just listen to it, you may have to wait 3 months. But
it won't seem like it, because you just click to the next episode.
Well,
by the time you go listen to these again.
No, because they'll be waiting with bated breath.
They are at their desk every day. I wonder when a new one drops. New episode today? Oh, no. Let's check tomorrow.
Because now it's become a therapy session.
So. That's right. We'll take your calls. Like,
if you want to come on the podcast and do I guarantee you, if you come on the podcast and we talk about your business and your challenges, you will feel better at the end of it. We might not have solved them, but you'll feel better.
Oh, feel better. That's true.
So there we go.
Open invitation.
I don't know what's coming up next, but we'll see you when we see you.
Thanks for listening to the Profit 911 podcast. Be sure to subscribe and leave your comments. For more information on how Profit 911 Consulting can help grow your service business, visit profit911.biz.